ostensibly, and you were in the administration at the time, the reason why we couldn't leave a sustaining force behind in Iraq at the time of the withdrawal was because we didn't have a status of forces agreement, so therefore it would be impossible for us to leave a force behind. Yet somehow we have now 4,500 uniformed members of the military, and no one seems to be concerned about the fact we don't have a status of forces agreement with the Iraqis. I find that curious. Let me ask you a fundamental question. In Iraq and in Syria and the battle against ISIS, which is now metastasizing at least to the degree where we are going to have to attack ISIS in Afghanistan, among other places, are we winning?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's too early to tell. We clearly are putting a lot of pressure on ISIS, but they're also showing that they can put pressure on us, and they're not contained. But I do think we're making progress recently. Open source reporting of 6,400 ISIS fighters killed in the last 3 months. We've disrupted the supply route between Mosul and Raqqa, taking back Sinjar and Ramadi. But a great deal of work needs to be done. I do believe it's a long fight.